Calling Arapaho Libraries. For English, please press 1.
Para español, presione.
Arapaho Libraries, this is Dan. How may I help you?
Hey, Dan. My name is Phil Rice, and I am calling to see if I can find out, I guess as a place to start, the name of the person that would be described as the person in charge at the Eloise May Library.
Yeah, supervisor there, her name is Asia.
Asia?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Do you have a last name?
Let me see if I can find that. Hold on just a minute, please. Okay.
All right.
Still getting there.
I just want to call it.
Okay.
My car, I'm walking, whatever.
I'm sure you can play through speakers and stuff.
Yeah. I just realized my new phone doesn't have that phone yet. And I'm still a new one. And I've had it for a couple of months, and I just know. Anyway.
Last name is Groves. Groves.
Groves. All right. Mm-hmm. Now I've got address. Now, if I wanted to call and set up a meeting with Asia Groves, how would I do that? Is there a phone number where I could reach her?
No, the best way to do it is to send her an email.
Mm-hmm.
And I can give you her email address.
All right, go ahead.
It's A. Groves, all together, first initial, last name, at... A-L-D.
A-L-D, like dog?
Yes. Arapaho Library District. Dot L-I-B.
Dot L-I-B.
Dot C-O. Yeah, dot C-O.
Right.
Dot U-S.
Dot U-S. So I've got A-L-D. Dot L-I-B. Dot C-O. Dot U-S. Have I got that right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, if I wanted to contact the person that would be described as the next level up, say perhaps Asia Groves' boss or supervisor, perhaps maybe the president or the person in charge of the Arapaho Public Library, altogether, who would that be?
Why do you want to do all this? I mean, you should start, if you have a problem with the May Library, you should start with the supervisor.
So you're trying to help me without knowing what my problem is. Is there some reason you don't want to answer my question?
I just want to make sure that you you wanted to know the person at... the May Library, so I did that for you.
Yes, you did. And so now I'm asking number two.
So if you contact her and you don't get any satisfaction, you can call back or ask her who her supervisor is, who her manager is.
So apparently you're not willing to answer my second question. You're thinking you've answered my first question, and that's all you're going to tell me. Is that right?
Basically, yes. Hmm?
Because the name of the person in charge of the overall library is a secret. It's confidential information.
No, it's not a secret. The director's name is Oliver Sanidis.
Will you help me spell that? O-L-I-V-E-R?
Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R, Sanidis, S-A-N-I-D, as in David, A-S.
D-S-S-I-D-S?
S-A-N-I-D-A-S.
A-S.
Sanidis. Okay. Yes.
Very good. And Oliver probably works at a different location all that, huh? Where does Oliver work?
He works in the administration building, yes.
Admin. And so if I wanted to send him a copy of a letter, for example, where would that be? Is that...
I would send it as an email attachment.
So, again, you're trying to not tell me the answer to my question. Is the location of the
If
admin,
you want the address, it's on our website.
Well, right at the moment, I'm looking at the Denver Public Library website.
Well, we're not Denver Library. We're Arapahoe.
I get it. You're just... It's like pulling teeth, getting information from a year.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't, because all you're doing is scattering. You're not being very specific in what you want. You just want this and this and this and this.
It's as if it's work for you to answer this. You'd rather not be answering my questions.
No, I'll tell you what. We try to keep contacts to a minimum, because the management gets so many contacts in a day. So we try and make sure.
Oliver Sanidis would rather not be receiving a letter from me. Is that what you're telling me?
That's why I gave you his name.
Okay,
and if you wanted to send it, if you want to mail it,
just make a letter. You don't want to make it easy for me. If I'm going to send him a letter, you want to make me work for it.
No, just a second here. I'll give you the location address.
Do you think this is what Oliver would want you to do? He'd want you to be making it hard for him?
You know what? You're making it hard for me. So let me get here. Let me get this.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
I'm going to give you the address of the administration building. Okay?
Go ahead.
You ready?
I'm ready.
12855 East Adam, ADAM Aircraft Circle.
AIRCRAFT Go ahead.
Englewood 80112.
80112, was it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Listen, thank you. I do appreciate being helpful with you. And I know you probably would have liked it better if I told you my long story. I do have a long story to tell, and it probably would fall under the heading of juicy gossip, and I just would rather not... I have to tell you the long story.
Sure. Okay. You should start with Asia.
I am going to start with Asia. I have
okay,
started.
All right.
If Asia had handled my problem properly, I wouldn't be making this call. I'm mad about
okay.
that. got to get this information. And okay. The fact that it's being difficult, just that much worse. So thanks for your help.
Sure, you're welcome.
And I hope it goes smoothly. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Yeah.